Hi, listener. So, at a time we find hard right now, the world is in disarray. It has been for a very hard year for all of us. We should reflect on how lucky we are, the friends and families we have with us, and cherish every single moment with them. Here I address you, dear listener, to let you know that you matter, that you are special, and that we each have a purpose for being alive. We may not know the purpose, but it will become clearer. And one day you realised, you know, the toughest lessons we had to learn made us stronger. We often ask ourselves, why is it getting worse? Why are they poor and tormented? And that even if we did help them, would it be only a small ripple in a pond? But if you look differently, and if you think, if all of us made a ripple, then that difference would be better. It wouldn't just be a little ripple anymore. It'd be an earth-shattering movement of the waters. Now I speak to each of all of you. Each wonderful, amazing person that's listening in. That although Christmas draws close, the true meaning of Christmas isn't what's under your Christmas tree, but who's around it. A lot of you will be wondering and thinking because of current events that you won't get to spend time with your family. Perhaps your air is the high tier. Even more reason to stay safe. Remember all the things that we took for granted, and yet we are here at the worst of this pandemic. We forget what the true spirit of Christmas really means. Send someone a short message of how amazing they are. It will be sure to make their day. Tell that special person that you love them. Don't wait for the right day, week or year. Seize all your opportunities to help someone less fortunate. And remember to tell people you love them. Because sometimes we might not get enough time to do that. I understand these times are a little short of spirit. But as the good old words of a great person once said, that true beauty and the true spirit comes from within, from being kind to others. It is a simple thing you can do. And although you have nothing to gain, you truly feed the right wolf inside. Because, as I learned from a movie, we each have two wolves in our soul. One that eats resentment, anger, jealousy, hate, fear, and all of those other nasty emotions. And then there's the one that eats hope, love, trust, kindness, joy, happiness. So always remember, kindness is not a weakness. More so, you all have the light that's within you, the light that shows that kindness. Never let fear drive you from sharing that or sharing the wonderful person you are. You are each the shiny star that is needed to shine with all the others in this dark time. Reach out and make someone smile today. And also remember to let no one put your light out. Just because someone's shining bright doesn't mean you can't shine bright at the side of them. It's easier to be ignorant and to worry about yourself than it is for us to reach out. At Christmas time, people feel lonely and it can make them feel like no one cares. But remember, there's always someone that cares. I care, you care. That's why you clicked on this audio. Let us raise each other up and lift each other's spirit during this hard time. Let our words mean something and not tear at one another. Let's spread warmth and light to all. Let's spread cheer and, you know, wonder and joy. It is Christmas and we sometimes need a reminder that the true meaning of Christmas was the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not about the materialistic things of the world. Yes, it's nice to get a handmade gift or a sought-out gift. But try and not forget the true meaning of Christmas. Love, light and family and friends and all of the little things like the sunset or the shining moonlight, the way a rainbow shines, the droplets of sound of rain or the warmness of a cozy fire or even just that warm butterfly feeling you feel when you're in love with someone. Let's not forget all the little things in life that we take for granted. Because really, and it truly does, make us all feel enchanted. And let us thank all the NHS, the frontline staff, your postal people, the people that work in the supermarkets to keep us afloat, who are trying to help and make our world keep going during a tough time. Let's say thank you to these people, the brave, courageous people that are still fighting, still helping, still doing things. Here is just a little special audio from me to you, dear listener. Have a bright and a merry Christmas. And may you truly feel loved this Christmas. You see, you are so very special. And your light shines so brightly. You just need to move the curtains to see the difference that you can make. That's all it is, seeing perspective of things. Let your spark of life shine bright around others. And help them too to see just what they mean to you and just how much of a light they can be. So as I leave with you, I leave you with a special place in my heart, and may you have a very good day. Let's make a wish and say that we wish for this pandemic to leave us alone and that it won't take any more people. Let's wish for those affected to get better and make a speedy recovery. There is a Christmas dar at the moment. So, this is my Christmas wish for this year. I wish that we return to normal very soon. And that no more people die from this awful pandemic. Christmas is a time for joy and appreciating what you have. And I just want to tell you all, I appreciate each and every one of you listeners so very, very much. Thank you for all your support and kindness. Thank you for, you know, the little pick-me-ups, the comments that you give. I appreciate every single one. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Oh, Christmas tree, let's wish upon a Christmas star. And may our light be full of joy.